This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Daily Devotional, part 23 of this series we're doing, Peace and Love. And today, we're at Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and verse 14, and I'm going to look at verse 15 as well. You know, there are times in our lives when we are down and depressed, we feel everything is going wrong. And we get to a situation where we just don't know what to do. This is what I believe, beloved. When we're in that situation, and I've been in that situation many, many times, and I have never listened to this counsel that I'm going to bring you now. And it's this. Take your eyes off the situation. Whatever it is. However difficult and however bad, take your eyes away from the situation. And put your eyes on Jesus. Oh, David, that's easy to say. So difficult to do. No, it isn't. You have to just train your mind to say, no, I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on Him. Because He is before me. He is my beginning. He is my end. He is my ever after. He is my forever. He is all that matters. Nothing else matters but Him. And I'm going to worship Him. And I'm going to adore Him. And just make that decision that you will worship Him. And that is why Worship Radio 247 and Worship TV has been created, so that you have that ability, that chance, to be able to put everything to one side and focus on Him. As I've been saying this entire broadcast, God is the God of the impossible. He will make the impossible possible. You don't need to worry. I love it when Jesus said, consider the lilies of the field. He's talking about their beauty. And He's saying that God cares for them. Don't you think He cares more for you? Well, I know He does. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and verse 14 says this. Work at living in peace with everyone, and work at living a holy life, for those who are not holy will not see the Lord, says the writer to the Hebrews. Look after each other, so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. The writer to the Hebrews says, work at living in peace with everyone. You know, I believe that peace should be our watchword. Peace is becoming more and more and more my watchword. When I feel there's conflict brewing, when I feel that something is about to erupt in my life somewhere, then I think peace. And I allow it to go in one ear and straight out the other. And I'm trying so hard not to rise to it, but to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. There's no point at all in holding on to it. We have to just let it go. The writer to the Hebrews says, "And work at living a holy life, for those who are not holy will not see the Lord." What is holiness? Holiness is being set apart for God. Have you set your life apart for your relationship with the Father? Have you said, "Lord, I want nothing more than to be holy. Lord, I want nothing more than to be set apart for you, to do your will, for you to work in my life, for you to change the way I think. Father, change the way I think so that I can be holy." Have you said words like that to Almighty God? Because if you have, you're striving toward holiness. You see, the writer says, "And work at living a holy life." In other words, the writer to the Hebrews knew very well that you can't just say, "Right, I'm holy. That's it, I'm holy. From now on, I'm holy. There you go. Done, sorted." Oh no. Two things the writer to the Hebrews is saying in verse 14. You have to work toward living in peace with everyone. You can't just do it. You have to work toward it. And now we're seeing you have to work toward holiness as well. You have to work toward being set apart for Almighty God. It's so important in our lives. You know, the day we said, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart and make me brand new," we started the journey from that day. And believe you me, it's a journey. And it's a journey that will not end until we're in glory. And it's a journey that we should be so thankful for, because God has placed his finger on our life and said, "I choose you." And God has done that with you, beloved. He said, "I choose you." Say this after me. "He chose me." Say it again. "He chose me." Say it a third time, and this time I want you to shout it loud. "He chose me." Yes, he did. He chose you. He chose you to live in peace, and he chose you to be holy. That is what he chose in you. And the writer to the Hebrews is reminding us that it is a journey. It is an onward battle. It is an onward thing in our lives that we have to work towards living in peace. Firstly, we need to learn how to live in peace with us. In other words, I have to learn how to live in peace with me and who I am. Then I can work toward living in peace with everybody else. I need to work toward holiness in my life. And as I walk towards holiness, as I walk that dusty trail, I can lead you to walk toward holiness too. Look after each other, so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. That is so important. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Listen. Today's been about repentance. Today has been about getting rid of this rubbish in our lives, chucking it away, giving it to God to take away. Because when we repent, when we turn to God and say, "No more, Lord. No more. I repent. It's not going to happen anymore in my life." When you say that, you're working toward holiness. When you say that, you immediately smash down any root of bitterness that is growing inside you. You see, Bitterness is the byproduct of unforgiveness. I'll say that again. Bitterness is the byproduct of unforgiveness. Say that with me. Bitterness is the byproduct of unforgiveness. And therefore, we have to make sure that there is no unforgiveness in our lives, because if there is, if there's a tiny seed of unforgiveness, Satan is going to use that. The evil one will use that, and out of it he will enable to grow a root of bitterness, which will grow and grow and grow inside you until you don't even recognize yourself, because you are feeling so bitter, so jaded. And that is not going to happen. I, for one, will not allow that to happen in your life. So I will remind you time upon time upon time upon time to get rid of any root of bitterness that comes about because you have been unforgiving somewhere in your life. And dealing with that unforgiveness is another route for you to walk down that road toward holiness. Dealing with that unforgiveness is bringing you that root of living in peace, that root of working toward holiness. Do you sense that? Do you sense that in your life? It is beautiful to be in the presence of Almighty God. It is beautiful to understand who He is. It is beautiful to understand that that is what we want to do in our lives. We want to be holy. We want to be full of peace. Is that what you want in your life? Do you want peace? Do you want to be set apart for Almighty God? Do you want to live permanently in peace? So that when something is happening, when there is a controversy, when there is conflict around you, you can just look it straight in the eye and say, no, I'm not going to be a part of this, because my life is full of peace and love. My life is full of God's peace and God's love, God's peace that passes all understanding, and His agape love. That is what I want. I want that more than anything. Is that your position? Is that your standpoint? Beloved, it is so important for us to realize these things. We've learned so much already. And that is working toward peace, working toward holiness, being set apart for Almighty God, getting rid of anything that will cause a root of bitterness to appear in our lives. This root of bitterness, I can feel it. I can feel it so strongly. I want you to do something right now, because it's troubling you. I want you to forgive with your will, not with your emotion. Forget your emotion. I want you to forgive with your will something that has been hanging in your life for many years. You know, I was preaching in a church a little while ago, and I brought a word very similar to this, talking about getting rid of this unforgiveness. And I prayed this prayer with the congregation, and this lady came to me afterwards and she said, I have held on to unforgiveness for over 70 years against my mother, and today it's gone. That lady used to go to church every single week, every single Sunday, went to house group, all the rest of it. But her life has changed because she has got rid of this unforgiveness. I just want you to say, with my will, say it, with my will, I will forgive, and then say the name of the person or people. In the name of Jesus, take away this root of bitterness, Lord. take it now. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. If that is you, we want to pray for you. We won't broadcast your name, but we do want to pray for you. Send your email to studio@worshipradio247.org and just say, I forgave. Those words only. I forgave.